Blog Talk Radio.
Radio Free Palmer 89.5 KVRF presents Dog Talk Radio, hosted by Robert and Michelle Forto. On Dog Talk Radio, we do just that. Talk dogs. Everything from introducing a new puppy into your home to the health and welfare of your canine senior citizen and all points in between. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and sitting beside me is the host of Dog Talk Radio. Her name is Michelle Forto. She is a service dog trainer and the lead trainer and business owner of Alaska Dog Works. And her name is Michelle. Michelle, how's it going?
It's going well. You've a bit distracted today. I'm sure you had a busy afternoon. How's it been going?
It has been going well. We are very busy with dog training, and people are very busy with their dogs and training because they are getting ready to head to vacation, and that is our subject today, vacationing with your dog, or if you can't vacation with your dog, what to do with him in the interim. There are several things you can do, whether you send him to boarding or to board and training, or to stay with a pet sitter or a family member, or all sorts of other places where your dog can be while you are on vacation summer. So that's on vacation this summer. So that's what we're going to talk about. But before we do, we have a new show format coming up here on Dog Talk Radio starting next week. What is it about, Michelle?
We are going to start discussing different breeds and why not are they the breed for you. You know, a lot of times people will choose a breed based on its popularity in the mainstream media. And sometimes that breed is not the best choice for you personally or your situation or your family. So we're going to start discussing different breeds, what they do and what they're all about, with some people that are in the know for these particular breeds.
So each week we're going to showcase a breed on Dog Talk Radio. I don't know exactly what we're going to start with or what format we're going to follow in terms of breeds, but we hope to have a new breed on every week, and we'll have a guest calling in or sitting in with us for that, Michelle.
Well, I am in the works for our first show to be the coveted Siberian Husky. A friend of ours in California is pretty much an expert on the breed, and I think I'm going to try to get her to come on. You've had her on as a guest in the past, and she is quite knowledgeable on the subject.
So looking forward to that. So before we get into our topic today, vacationing with your dog, it is hot outside. Even by Alaska standards, we are breaking records here. It is above 80. It was 83 degrees in Palmer yesterday, which is pretty dang near close to a record. But what do you think, Michelle? What is the hottest it's ever been in Alaska? Do you have any idea?
Well, we've only lived here for 3 years. I would have to say that this summer is of the warmest that we have experienced. I mean, last year we were already into the 50th day of rain.
You know, the hottest day on record in the state of Alaska, 1915, 100 degrees in Fort Yukon. So it has only been 100 degrees one time in 98 years. So it is not going to reach the triple digits, at least here in the Mattsu Valley and possibly anywhere else in Alaska. For those of you who do live in Alaska and know where Fort Yukon is, it is up north past Fairbanks. It's on the Yukon Quest Trail. So just a little tie-in to our favorite sport of mushing. And remember, mushing radio can be heard during the mushing season right here at the same time, mushingradio.com. And for folks that are following along with us on social media, we are at DogWorks Radio on Twitter and at DogWorks Radio on Facebook. And we got quite a bit of commentary back and forth in the last couple of weeks on our Twitter page. So keep it coming. If you have questions, comments, show ideas, follow us along on Twitter at DogWorks Radio. Michelle, let's get into it, vacationing with your dog.
Well, before we get started, I do want to give out our tip of the week, and that is it is dang hot. And I just need people to understand that your dog does not want to be left in the car when you go to the grocery store during these hotter temperatures. When it is 70 degrees outside, if your dog is in the car, even if you have the windows rolled down enough for them to get some fresh air, 70 degrees equals 110 degrees in the car for your dog. That is deathly for a dog. So keep that in mind. If it's over 70 degrees, you should not be taking your dog with you in the vehicle. That being said, we're going to move right on into vacationing. And why in the world would you want to leave Alaska on these beautiful, warm, sunny days? It is what most of us deal with the winters for, days like today. But there is a fabulous website out there. You know, everybody's heard of Hotwire and the cheap tickets and Orbitz and websites like that that help you plan a vacation for yourself and your children. But have you heard of BringFido.com? BringFido.com is a website that's dedicated to those who travel with their pets. I've been visiting this website for, a little over a year now, and it is a great website. It gives super great information about destinations that you're thinking about going to. For instance, let's say you're thinking about going to Seattle and you look on bringfido.com for a hotel that is dog friendly. They're going to have that information to you super fast with phone numbers and reviews of that hotel and how large of a dog you can have with you and so on and so forth. So it's a pretty awesome website. But today I was out looking around for popular vacation areas that allow you to have your dog along with you. And I came back to bringfido.com after searching a few other sites that really came up empty for me. A couple of blogs that touted, 10 best vacationing spots for you and your dog. And you go into the blog site and basically it was not enough fluff for what they were advertising in their blog. So I went back to bringfido.com. And I discovered that there are 35 cities listed on Bring Fido as pet-friendly in Alaska alone. This means that there is at least one hotel and at least one attraction that cater to pets or dogs. Colorado, which is where Robert and I lived for over 15 years, they have 165 cities listed on bringfido.com. And Robert, I found that kind of interesting considering that Colorado is one of the more pet-friendly states. I assumed that they would have a few more cities listed on their website as being pet-friendly. But what I came back to discover was that not all of the businesses are using Bring Fido as a resource. So if you're a business out there and you would like to be more dog-friendly to your patrons, go ahead and visit bringfido.com, and I'm sure that they can help set you up with a way to promote your business. It's a great way to do it. So when you and I think about going on vacation, Robert, how many times have we gone just on a little day trip and thought, dang, we should have brought the dog? Last weekend, we headed down towards Eklutna Lake, and both of us mentioned that we should have brought our lead dog, Denali. Why would we choose to bring Denali out of all of the other 36 sled dogs that we have?
Well, besides he's probably one of my favorites, he is a very calm, even-keeled dog and gets along well with both dogs and people.
That is exactly what I wanted you to mention, that he is calm and even-keeled and gets along with dogs and people. This is a good thing to bring up if you are planning to consider taking your dog with you on vacation. Whenever and wherever you travel with your dog, be sure to have an updated current health certificate with you. This needs to include a rabies vaccination. It's always good to have that handy on your person when you have your dog traveling with you. It is required on most airlines, and it is required to travel outside of the state of Alaska with your pet. It is also a great idea to brush up on obedience skills and leash work by taking a Canine Good Citizen class and test, ensuring that everyone is ready for vacation. Just like when you plan for yourself to go on vacation, about 6 to 8 weeks prior to vacation, you ladies are down there heading towards the tanning salons, getting yourselves ready to be going on vacation. The kiddos are typically involved in some sort of classes, or they're going to be scheduled to take a little class while they're on vacation. I know a lot of the cruise ships offer little classes for the kiddos to take. So keep in mind, if you're getting ready to go on vacation and you're going to take Max with you, Max needs to go through a couple of classes to get himself ready for vacation. So just remember, vacationing with your dog isn't for every dog. Does that mean that Max is stuck at home with your friend or in a cement kennel? No. It means you should find boarding options for Max where he can feel like he's on vacation too. More and more trainers and doggy daycares are offering doggy vacations and summer camps so that your dog can have a good time while you're away as well and not feel like he was left out. So while I was on bringfido.com, you'd be amazed, Robert, at how many different places and different things you can do with your dog across the country. For instance, I was seriously interested in taking the tour of Savannah, Georgia with a dog. You can do this by walking. There's a few trolleys that you could get your dog on and trolley around Savannah for a nice little southern vacation. My favorite of the ones that I'm going to portray today was inner tubing on the river in Leavenworth, Washington. You can actually take your dog with you on the inner tubes. How cool would that be?
Pretty cool.
I thought that one would be a lot of fun. Or maybe your dog wants to experience a train like Harry Potter. You and your dog could even dress up like Harry Potter and take the train through Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania at the Lehigh Gorge. Sounded like a lot of fun. All of this information is available for you out on this website, or you can probably visit the states that I've spoken about today and learn more about them and their tourism options off their websites. Personally, I think that my dog Bodie would get a kick out of going to Monterey Bay and getting on one of the whale watching boats. What do you think?
As long as he doesn't get seasick.
Seasick. I probably would get seasick myself, but I don't know if Bodie would be the best dog to take on vacation. Do you?
I don't think so. He is a little bit excitable. He's still a young pup, so he still has some growing into his body to do.
He is a bit rambunctious. So just be aware out there, if you're getting ready to plan a vacation and you want to bring your dog along, there's a lot of different things out there you and your dog can do. You're not just stuck going to the same old dog park or visiting dog parks in different cities, but you know, there's always different ways you can go about it. Keep in mind, though, when and if you do take your dog to a dog park that is outside of the normal dog park that he visits, dogs will go through different types of behavioral situations when they are in a new environment and when they're meeting and greeting new dogs and people. So the point of today's discussion is to be sure that no matter what type of vacation you're doing with your dog, whether it's going down to the lower 48 and hitting up some of the places that I mentioned, or it's a staycation and you're going to hit up the hiking trails and maybe a couple of the local dog parks, keep in mind that your dog does need to be aware of his surroundings, and you need to be aware of what's going on around your dog, and a Canine Good Citizen class is one of the best ways to do that.
So, Michelle, you had mentioned having your dog stay with a boarding facility or possibly in a training facility for some type of camp. What about if you cannot take your dog, having a pet sitter come to your home, whether they stay in your home or just come in a time or two a day to walk your dog and feed him and that sort of thing? What are your recommendations on that?
You know, if you're going to do the pet sitter option, I'm all for that. There are some bonded house sitters out there that do include taking care of your plants and your pets, and those are always a good idea. But if you're going to go that route in the summertime, I really encourage people to interview their pet sitter, dog trainer, boarding facility, and find out what kind of games, i.e. training, that they can contribute to the dog while you're on vacation. You know, dogs like new experiences. They like to learn new things. So maybe you get the pet sitter to set up the slip and slide and you teach the dog how to go slide on the slip and slide, or, you know, have them do something fun and quirky with your dog. It shouldn't just be the same old humdrum walk.
You know, I agree. And, you know, one of the things that we hear the most about as trainers when people go out of town or they leave our dogs with us is They call and check on their dogs, call, email, Facebook, whatever they do, every day to find out how Max is doing. And I've always found this curious because most people do not call every day and ask how Johnny or Jane are at summer camp. Why do you think people are so concerned about their dog's welfare when they are away from their dogs, whether it be at a boarding facility or at a daycare, at a pet sitter, et cetera?
It's because the dog can't communicate. Johnny at summer camp can write mom a letter, can call mom and say, I'm having a great time, I really like canoeing, you know, whatever. Or he can call mom and say, the food's really bad and I don't want to be here anymore. A dog can't tell mom that. So that's the reason why I think people get a little bit more, I don't know, I don't want to say protective, but they're very much interested in the process because in their minds, they are the best caregiver for their animal, and they are. The reason why they call somebody like me to do a camp is because they're going on vacation or they've run out of ideas on how to train or they've met a plateau. Typically, our clientele have reached a plateau and they can't get the dog to do a few things that are imperative for their relationship to continue. So that's why they call us. But then they get very concerned. You know, it's a motherly instinct. I don't mind people asking us day to day what's going on with their dogs, but at the same time, I do understand they're asking more often in the dog camp situation than in the child camp situation because the dogs cannot communicate.
But the key to that whole thing is have fun on vacation yourself. Go out there, you know, you're paid money, you set up plans, you're down there to enjoy yourself, to relax. Wherever your dog is, just understand that he or she will be safe and very well cared for. Most trainers, most boarding facilities, most daycares, pet sitters, etc., they are very passionate about what they do, and they take care of your dogs as if they are family. Michelle?
Absolutely. And remember, when you're on vacation and you have included your dog doesn't necessarily need to be or will be allowed to participate in every aspect of your vacation. So if you've planned a vacation and you're going to, let's say, Savannah, Georgia, be sure to call ahead and find out if there are doggy daycares and boarding facilities and locations for your dog to go hang out while you're doing some adult activities or some adult and child activities that cannot include your dog. Some of the hotels I was reading up on the website also mentioned that they do have dog walkers and little daycare facilities nearby as well. So it's good to look into so that you can include your dog. There are also, you know, varying costs when you throw your dog on the airline and so on and so forth, but that's for another show.
It is. And another thing in regards to having your dog stay at home while you're away, whether that be at a boarding facility, at a training facility, or et cetera, remember the question that we hear all the time, Michelle, will my dog forget me while I am gone?
Well, the question is, will my dog remember me? And the answer is most 100%, I cannot even make it any bigger, but yes, they will remember you. We've had dogs stay with us for extended periods of time, more than 3 weeks. We've had several dogs stay with us for 12, 14, 16 weeks at a time, and those dogs always remembered their owners. One dog in particular, his owner and I are still very good friends. We follow each other a lot on Facebook, and his dog, Gotti, really, really became, I became like his adoptive mom, and that dog meant a lot to me and to his owner, and he's a great dog, but he did spend almost an entire summer with us 1 year so that his owner could go traveling and do his job.
And remember with that, if your dog is entering a training program while you're on vacation and the question is, will my dog remember me? Yes, he will, but with that comes a caveat. What is that, Michelle? He will remember you good, bad, and indifferent.
And yeah, good, bad, and indifferent, but he will also bring back to you when you return new types of games to play with you. Remember, win all games, WAGS is one of my best tips and tricks. And when your dog initiates any sort of attention from you, that's a game to him. And if he's been in training at any sort of camp, he is ready to show you all his new tricks.
It is, and with that, he will remember all those bad habits, too. So if you allow him to get on the furniture, to surf the counters, to eat off the table, whatever they are, they will remember those bad habits that you guys have instilled in him for the reason for bringing him to training. So is it a good idea, yes or no, to take your dog on vacation? We look forward to hearing your comments on our Twitter page, at DogWorks Radio, or on our Facebook page, at DogWorks Radio as well. You're listening to Dog Talk Radio on KVRF 89.5 FM. RadioFreePalmer.org is where it streams live every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Michelle, we have about 5 minutes left. What else is on tap?
Well, you know, we have never personally taken a dog on vacation. My family and I never did that when I was a kid. We always found a place to leave the dog, except for one situation where we had our beloved dog, Aneke, who did not kennel well at other places, and he ended up going back east with us to my brother's wedding. And boy, that was a treat. Aneke was a Siberian Husky who was very much set in his way, as most of you who own Siberian Huskies will understand when I say this. He had a very large crate in the back of the SUV, had his own space. He even had his own fan that went directly from the air conditioning vent into his kennel. He was not hot. He was just fine. And that dog threw a fit about 300 miles into the trip and decided that he didn't need to be back there in his own space. He needed to be in the back seat with his tail end in the middle, right in front of our daughter's face, stuck in her car seat, and his front paws on the middle console looking out the front window. And that's how he rode for over 1,000 miles.
He was a heck of a dog. He is the namesake of our mushing team, Team Aneke, and he has passed away now, but he'll always be a part of our team and our family. So tell us your stories as well on our Facebook and Twitter page, at DogWorks Radio, your vacationing experiences with your dog. You know, a lot of people are doing it these days. You see dogs more and more places, more and more access is allowed for dogs. As Michelle mentioned, ten cities here in Alaska have at least one amenity for dogs, and in Colorado, our other home base, I guess, for our dog training, they have 69 cities, is that correct?
165
cities has at least one amenity or activity for your dog to go on vacation, whether it be, you know, a dog park or a daycare or something of the effect. So there are many places to take your dog, and more dogs are becoming parts of our family. They just don't lay at our feet as we watch Monday Night Football or hang out in the backyard and we play with them at will, are they?
Well, no, but I am going to be training a dog this coming football season to at least get the Coke for me.
Get the Coke. Will that be the service dog that we're training for the man in Sitka?
Yeah, I think that Eric would appreciate Thor grabbing a soda for him every once in a while.
There you go. So again, Dog Talk Radio, part of DogWorks Radio Network. You can hear all of our shows on dogworksradio.com. Michelle, we're just about out of time. Next week, what are we doing on our show?
We are discussing the elusive Siberian Husky as our breed of the week. We will also be discussing whatever hot topic is for the week.
Looking forward to it. Michelle, I got to run home. We're recording this early. Stanley Cup finals start right now. It's going on as we speak. Started at 4:27 Eastern time, or 4:27 Alaska time, 8:27 Eastern time. So I got to run home and watch the Stanley Cup finals. It is the Blackhawks and the Bruins. Who are you taking?
I am not taking either of those teams.
Well, I am taking the Blackhawks. Blackhawks in seven. I believe it's going to be a home ice advantage. I think the Blackhawks.
My favorite team is out, so I'm not in the running to really worry about
it. I'm taking Blackhawks in seven. My favorite hockey commentator analyst, Jeremy Roenick, who was a captain of the Chicago Blackhawks back in the day, says he's going to take the Blackhawks in 7-2. And for folks that are hockey aficionados, do you know Jaromír Jágr, who plays on the Bruins right now? He was a great hockey player back in the day. He has not been to the Stanley Cup final since 1992. He's still playing, 41 years old. I'm 42 years old and still
was
out there trying.
Was he on the Avs?
No. He was on the Penguins for a long time,
okay.
who the Bruins beat just the other day. But, you know, I'm 42 years old and still out there trying to mush, but he is 41 years old and still giving it all his playing on the Bruins. So a little hockey trivia for you. Jaromír Jágr, 41 years old, has not been to the finals since 1992, which is an eternity in professional sports. He will be playing for the Bruins.
And we are listening to Dog Talk Radio, not hockey news.
Hockey Talk Radio, hockey and dogs, what better can you have? We're huge hockey fans here on our network, and just happy to talk about hockey. I can talk about it forever as well as dogs. Anything else, Michelle? We're about out of time.
Have a great week. Get out there and do something with your dog. Stay safe.
So on behalf of my co-host, Michelle Forto, this is Robert Forto. We'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Radio Free Palmer 89.5 KVRF presents Dog Talk Radio, hosted by Robert and Michelle Forto. On Dog Talk Radio, we do just that. Talk dogs. Everything from introducing a new puppy into your home to the health and welfare of your canine senior citizen and all points in between. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.